A Jesuit priest in Los Angeles shares the story about the Sunday morning when he and another priest friend were sitting in the living room after Mass reading the LA Times. The doorbell rang repeatedly, which usually meant a homeless person. At first, he and his friend hid behind the papers, but finally his friend put down the newspaper and went to the door. Some 10 minutes later, he returned and sat down. After a bit, the priest asked, Well, what? Said his friend. Well, who was it? From behind the sports section, the friend said, Jesus in his least recognizable form. Today, the gospel presents Jesus not ringing the doorbell, but still calling for a response. The fisherman in front of him could have ignored him, thinking he was just another person begging for something, but they did the exceptional thing. They answered his call. As we saw, when Jesus shows up, he doesn't say much. What he says is, this is the time. This is the time. We can hear an urgency in these words because Jesus clearly is a man on the move. In Mark's gospel, where we find this particular story, the first thing Jesus does after his stay in the desert is to call others to join him. We find here an appeal to these fishermen to be part of something bigger than they can imagine, to be instruments of God's revolutionary plan for the world. And Jesus, as we heard, makes it clear that there is no time to waste. Elvis Presley made these words famous when he sang them back in 1960. It's now or never. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. What those lyrics make clear is that some things just can't be put off or pushed down the road, love being one of them. And we find the Lord Jesus expressing the same decisiveness to these future disciples. A decision has to be made, now or never. The doorbell is ringing. Are they going to answer it? Are we going to answer it? This is the time. When Jesus calls, we can't putter around if we're going to be his follower. As this story moves to the second part, the really amazing thing is that these fishermen left their boats. We just don't normally see that kind of quick EMT response. We find here a concrete example of what Jesus meant when he said to them, "Repent." We find in this many-layered word the idea that we change what we're doing. We turn our backs on our past behavior. We decide on a new way to live. And that's exactly what these foremost followers of Jesus did when they dropped their fishing gear at the Sea of Galilee. The writer Anne Lamott, who knows a lot about conversion from personal experience, once said that while she did not understand the mystery of grace, what she did know was that it meets us where we are, but does not leave us where it found us. It meets us where we are, but does not leave us where it found us. It's the same with that grace pregnant moment when Jesus comes knocking at our door, urging us to try another way of living in this world, asking us to retire the old worn out methods that haven't made us any happier or any holier, and instead leaving our boats behind so we can see there is a whole new way of being. What we learn if that moment isn't lost on us is that the kingdom of God is at hand. At hand, just as Jesus says. Or maybe better said, it's in our hands, waiting to break out, break forth, moving from our hands and hearts out into the whole world. We see this kingdom coming to life when the appeal of a homeless person is met with compassion, rather than the door slammed in his face. Or when a person wronged and with every right to turn her back on somebody instead she offers forgiveness. When we choose to see everybody on this tiny blue dot called Earth as a child of God and not just ourselves. This kingdom, so different from business as usual, offers each one of us the chance to reclaim this world for God. We make it happen, or not happen, by every single decision we make. Like the angel Yvette says to Kevin in the popular TV show, Kevin Probably Saves the World, she says to him, "What you do matters. The smallest act of kindness, the simplest expression of love, it grows. It reverberates through the world, the universe. And it's a light more powerful than any force of darkness." We'd say, that sounds like something an angel would say. Then, of course, it's exactly the same thing Jesus is saying when he says the kingdom of God is at hand, in our hand. We can make this world a much better place if we grab the moment before us. When we hear this story of the call of the first followers of Jesus, we sometimes look at it as, oh, one of those nice stories, one of those once upon a time. We'd be missing the whole point of Jesus' call of those fishermen if we thought that way. We are the fishermen in that story. The Lord Jesus stands before us, here and now. Do we let the nets slip out of our hands? Or do we let the moment slip away from us? That is the question we answer about 100 times every day.